much in your body. Turn over, then she know it. I don't know how she they manage. The African thing she they roll with. Fine face like Tennessee. Anything you want, I go be. I be right there, I don't leave. All my love, girl, me she me African.
Wake up, guys. It's morning. Let's wake up. Good morning, guys.
Playing only the best songs. Power FM.
Power. 91.3 FM. Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, our Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
A civic leader in Livingstone has praised the Cash Forward program that raised concerns over transparency and unfair practices in its implementation. Panos has intensified its efforts ahead of the 2026 elections, advising journalists to broaden their frame of reference on governance to enhance the quality of election coverage. In international news, Zimbabwe rejects lopsided U.S. House aid deal over data concerns. And in sports news, also at Motapa, hopeful clinical power dynamos can age arrows.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Grace Wanji. Livingstone's Mwalibonena Ward Councillor Juliet Havinzi has praised the Cash for Work program but raised concerns over transparency and unfair practices in its implementation. The civic leader says the program has brought meaningful financial relief to residents, but concerns over transparency and alleged unfair practices remain in challenge. Speaking in an interview, Ms. Havinzi said the phase one of the program benefited several community members, with about 36 lots allocated in the ward. She observes that many households appreciated the income support, especially during difficult economic times. Ms. Havinzi explained that most complainants are unwilling to formally confront the supervisors involved, making it difficult to verify their allocations or take action. She stressed that without direct evidence or open reporting, addressing such claims remains a challenge, clarifying that councillors are not directly managing the program as it is overseen by the ward development committees. Havinzi emphasized the need for a clear reporting platform where beneficiaries can confidently raise concerns to enhance transparency as the program enters phase two.
It is a very, very challenging issue because complainants are not able to face the person they're accusing. Mm-hmm. They can come to you and say, no, they told me to have another SIM card, or the person in charge told me to give him a 200 once I get paid. So when you try to make a follow-up to say, if I call this supervisor of yours, are you able to confront him? Mm-hmm. They will say no. But at the end of the day, they would want you to sort out the problem. So the arrangement or the problem is between the supervisor and the beneficiaries. They are not open. So that is where the challenge is. If we were given a platform where this person who is complaining, you tell that person to, okay, I will call the supervisor. If that arrangement was achievable,
yeah,
I think it would have, the transparency that is needed would have been achieved.
The Anti-Corruption Commission in Quito has arrested and charged former general manager of Mpulungu Harbour Corporation Limited, Davis Mwondela Kaluba, for corrupt practices involving $50,000. The 52-year-old Mr. Kaluba faces two counts of willful failure to comply with applicable procedure, contrary to Section 34(2)(b) of the Anti-Corruption Act No. 3 of 2012, the Laws of Zambia. According to details, between December 1st, 2016 and February 28th, 2017, while serving as General Manager of Mpulungu Harbour Corporation Limited in Mpulungu District, Mr. Kaluba willfully failed to comply with the applicable laws and procedures. Investigations established that he withdrew $50,000 from the institution's account to purchase a Toyota Quantum bus worth $45,000, whilst $5,000 was spent on the purchase of CCTV cameras and hard drives. The above purchases were not subjected to the required procurement procedures. Mr. Kaluba has since been released on bond and is scheduled to appear before court soon. Panos Institute Southern Africa has intensified its efforts ahead of the 2026 elections, advising journalists to broaden their frame of reference on governance to enhance the quality of election coverage. The Institute has therefore called on journalists to take a leading role in simplifying and accurately reporting on Zambia's constitutional and electoral reforms ahead of the August 2026 general elections. Speaking at the opening of a three-day media training workshop in Lusaka, Panos Executive Director Wosimozi Sifik said the country is in a critical period following the enactment of the Constitution Amendment Act No. 13 of 2025 and ongoing reforms to the Electoral Process Act. Mr. Sifik says the processes such as the delimitation of the constituencies underway and preparations for the 2026 polls progressing, the media must ensure citizens fully understand the changes and the implications. He stressed that journalists have a duty to simplify complex legal terms and make information accessible to all citizens, including the poor and marginalized. Mr. Sifik noted that well-informed journalists are better positioned to hold decision-makers accountable, warning that ignorance in the media can undermine democracy.
So as we are organizing, as we are getting ready for the election, I'm sure you will agree with me that the media has an important role to play, and that is why we thought it important for us to organize this media training workshop. We know that as journalists you have undergone training. We are not here professing that we know it all, that we are experts, but we believe in knowledge sharing, we believe in exchange of ideas, and we hope that through this workshop we are going to get to a place where we can better tell the stories of the constitutional and electoral reform.
And the representative from BBC Media Action, Mutuna Chanda, said mainstream media remains critical despite growing competition from social media platforms. Mr. Chanda, while unverified narratives often circulate online, citizens still rely on established media institutions for accurate and factual information. Emphasize that journalists must stay abreast of constitutional amendments and proposed changes to the Electoral Process Act in order to provide credible coverage ahead of the elections.
For the media, it is extremely important to sort of keep yourselves abreast with the developments that have happened. The constitution has been amended. There is an amendment process that is happening right now with regards to the Electoral Process Act. So it's important for you as journalists to keep everybody else informed to be abreast of these developments. And this is why Panos is holding this training.
In international news, specialist crime investigator Mike Burris has rejected social media claims that the criminal case against Robert Mugabe's son, Philemon Mugabe, and his co-accused Tobias Matahonze might be thrown out of the court for lack of evidence. This is due to a missing firearm allegedly used in the shooting incidents. Mugabe and Matahonze were arrested following the shooting of an employee of the Mugabe Hyde Park property last week. In international news, Zimbabwe has imposed an immediate freeze on exports of all raw materials and lithium concentrate. The Mines Ministry announced on Wednesday, tightening state control over resources critical to global clean energy and defense industries. Meanwhile, the country has walled away from the $365 million U.S. health deal over sovereignty concerns. Zimbabwe abruptly pulled out of talks with the U.S. over a new health aid deal meant to replace a program dismantled under President Donald Trump. The agreement would have provided $367 million over 5 years, supporting 1.2 million Zimbabweans receiving HIV treatments. who monitors African news.
Zimbabwe has imposed an immediate ban on exports of all raw materials and lithium concentrate, tightening control over resources critical to clean energy and defense industries worldwide. The mines minister